For those of us that have normal vision, blindness is something we rarely consider. There are nearly 40 million people worldwide who are functionally blind. It is difficult for most of us to imagine the challenge of blindness, to never be able to see the faces of our loved ones, or the colors in a beautiful flower or a sunset. Speaking of color, there is a more subtle form of blindness. It is estimated that color blindness affects 32 million Americans. When a person is colorblind, they cannot see color as it is, or cannot distinguish between red and green, or between blue and yellow. Those who are affected by color blindness perceive the world not as it actually is, but as they view it in their mind. In today's gospel, Jesus points out a form of blindness that affects 100% of us, called spiritual blindness. This supernatural disability prevents us from seeing clearly God's presence and His plan for our lives. Because of spiritual blindness, we risk walking through our daily lives, tripping over addictions, stumbling into relationships, and falling into a pit of unbridled desires. It is no wonder why we have so much self-inflicted pain and suffering in this world. Jesus wants to cure our disability and give us the grace to see the world around us with His eyes. Spiritual blindness gives us a false or distorted view of the world, much like color blindness. And just like color blindness, those who are blind to spiritual things often do not even realize that they are spiritually blind. We have all had the experience of walking around with our eyes closed, perhaps while playing Marco Polo as a kid, or walking around blindfolded, or even in the dark. We walk around slowly without confidence, trying to feel our way through the dark. The spiritual life is the same way. Just imagine if we acted like we could see, even though we were blindfolded. We would walk confidently and plunge full speed ahead like a bull in a china shop. We would have bumps and bruises all over and even put ourselves at risk of serious injury. In the spiritual realm, it is our souls that are at risk. Risk of injury if we are spiritually blind and don't realize it. Clearly, the gospel reading today is about much more than just a physical cure of a blind man named Bartimaeus. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament use physical blindness symbolically to represent spiritually blindness and sin. As a result of our spiritual blindness, we do not see the world as it truly is. We do not see the world as God sees the world. This drastically affects the way we perceive who God is and can radically affect the way we interact with our fellow man. For example, in interacting with our fellow man, our selfishness blinds us to the needs of others. Our insensitivity blinds us to the hurt that we are causing others. Our pride blinds us to our own faults. Our prejudice blinds us to the truth. Our self-centeredness blinds us to the beauty of the world around us. And our materialism blinds us and makes us numb to spiritual matters. We can also have a blindness to who God is. Often we think that God is okay with immorality, or if we treat humans and we use others and we do not and love material goods, Instead, we should, of course, love our fellow man and use material goods. But it also goes the same way. We can show our spiritual blindness by thinking that God cannot save us or love us. We can show our spiritual blindness by thinking that we can never be accepted into heaven, or thinking that the church is not the body of Christ here on earth. It is true that we will never understand all there is to know about God while here on earth. But we as Catholics also acknowledge that we have been gifted by faith, by reason, and by divine revelation all the essential qualities of God that we need to achieve heaven. So how is it that we've become spiritually blind? How is it that we think not as God does, but as man does? It is through our fallen nature and the sin in our daily lives that we cannot see the world as God intended. Although we might vary in degree, each one of us struggles with spiritual blindness, and each of us needs God's help to be healed. How are we to do this? We are to follow the example of Bartimaeus in today's gospel. Bartimaeus's physical blindness represents each and every one of us in our spiritual blindness. He is a model of Christian discipleship. Bartimaeus's first step is that he recognizes his own blindness. That's our first step. Secondly, he asks for healing. He persistently calls out to Jesus in prayer, despite a crowd that rebukes him and tells him to be silent because his prayer won't work. Bartimaeus sought out and trusted 100% in the mercy of Jesus Christ to deliver him from his darkness. He courageously cried out, "Son of David, have pity on me." Bartimaeus is making his confession to Jesus. Thirdly, like a faith-filled disciple, Bartimaeus obediently responds to the call of Jesus by casting off his cloak, which symbolically represents the world and anything that might keep him from Jesus. This blind beggar then springs up and stumbles over to Jesus, who asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus responds the way we should all respond, "Master, I want to see." We might recall that Jesus asked the very same question to his disciples James and John in last week's gospel. James and John, in their spiritual blindness, requested to be seated one at his right and the other at his left in the kingdom of God. This is no coincidence that Saint Mark wants to contrast the distorted response of James and John last week to the heavenly insight of Bartimaeus this week. The response of Bartimaeus is the same response Jesus wants each and every one of us to have in regard to our own spiritual blindness. Cry out to God in prayer. Take courage. Do not be afraid. Trust in Jesus 1,000%. Be persistent and do not listen to what this world tells us. Through faith and prayer, we will slowly and steadily improve our spiritual vision and learn to rely on God's mercy for our salvation. We must have the faith, the spiritual insight of Bartimaeus, to acquire the beatific vision of heaven. Let us pray that by the faith we are about to profess in the Creed and by the graces we will receive in the Eucharist, that we too might be cured of our spiritual blindness, in hope of one day hearing Jesus say to us, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Let us stand.